From KYR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. The Attorney General today asked for and got a postponement of a hearing on a lawsuit that alleges she's obstructing ballot initiatives. Bobby Ampazon of Arkansas Public Media has this follow-up on a previous report.
All rise.
Just minutes ahead of a scheduled hearing in Pulaski County Circuit Court, Attorney General Leslie Rutledge had the matter moved to federal court. Federal court, she says, is where First Amendment cases should go, and this lawsuit avers First Amendment claims. Solicitor General Lee Radofsky declined to comment afterward, but Alex Gray, who filed the suit, did not.
I think it's pretty evident that she doesn't want to have a hearing. She doesn't want to testify. She must be hiding something. I don't know. So we'll get our day in court.
Gray's suit raises two related questions. The state constitution gives the attorney general the right to reject popular ballot language, and that's unconstitutional, he says. The state constitution also directs the AG to help rewrite language, to get popular proposals on the ballot. And that, he says, is what a court should order her to do.
You know, whether it be a minimum wage amendment or a casino amendment or any other amendment, the people have the right to put those on the ballot. And she is stonewalling those attempts because she's just rejecting, unconstitutionally rejecting, every single proposal that comes before her.
Ballot initiatives first need the Attorney General's assent and then about 85,000 signatures to get on the ballot. Even then, they frequently come up for state Supreme Court scrutiny. Fellow ballot proposal author and lawyer David Couch petitioned that court on Thursday, basically making the same complaint. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.